This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman just announced this morning that he is retiring after 20 terms. I tell you this because Congressman Waxman was a powerful player when it came to regulation of the telecom industry. He also was on the record for supporting what he called a free and open internet. Tony Rahm is a technology reporter at Politico in Washington, D.C.
Waxman was the big liberal voice for technology issues in Congress, and it's been that way for years. Whenever a consumer protection issue came up in the tech or the telecom sectors, Waxman was there, and he was the big leader for the Democrats. And this was especially the case when it comes to net neutrality. You know, when he ran the Energy and Commerce Committee, when he was in a position of power, he very much used that position to advance what's essentially the foundation for the FCC's open internet rules. And without him, that debate's going to proceed, and it's going to have one less voice advocating for net neutrality.
So what happens next?
The FCC's open internet order just recently, this month, was struck down in federal court, even though some of its general authorities were preserved, and Congress is going to have to come back to the table on that issue. It's just the case that Waxman won't be there as that fight continues throughout 2014.
Congressman Waxman's most obvious liberal successor on issues of internet access and net neutrality, by the way, is a guy from Massachusetts, Senator Ed Markey.